Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Beis. We are up to Sif Gimel, the second to last line on page 432. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Mechitza ha'omedes me'eleha, a wall that is standing on its own, dehainu shelo nasis l'shem mechitza, means to say it was not built to be a wall. It just happens to be there, k'shera, that is kosher to be a wall for Shabbos. Mechitza shenasis b'Shabbos, k'shera, a wall that was made on Shabbos is kosher. V'hani mili shenasis b'Shabbos b'shogi, but that's only true if it was made on Shabbos by accident. Aval b'mezid, but if it's a wall that was made on Shabbos on purpose, havi mechitza l'hachmir, then it would be considered a mechitza to be machmir l'chayev hazorek mirshus harabim l'socha, in order to mechayev one who throws something from the rishus harabim inside those mechitzos, then he will be chayev, so will be considered a mechitza l'chum. But it would not permit you to carry inside those mechitzos. So a mechitza done b'shogig is 100% fine. A mechitza that was done b'mezid is only going to be machmir that you can't throw from Rishus HaRabim within those walls, but it will not allow you to carry freely in those walls. This limitation on a mechitza that's made on Shabbos b'mezid is only true if there was no wall there from the beginning. But if there was a wall there from the beginning, v'hisira, and you removed it, v'chazra v'nasis, and you went back and made it again, afilu b'mezid, and even if it was b'mezid, chazra l'hatera harishon, it goes back to the original heter. Kigon, for example, shnayim o shlosha sheikifu b'machtzolos svivoseihem b'rishus harabim. Two or three people who surrounded themselves with mats in the rishus harabim, v'hivdilu gam b'nehem b'machtzolos, and they also separated between them with mats, v'irvu yachad. So they surrounded around all of them with mats, and they also separated between them with mats, and they made an Erev together. Mutarim l'taltel mizeh l'zeh. They are allowed to carry from one person's area to the other person's area. But niglalu hamachtzelos, but if the mats rolled up and they no longer have a wall, necessarily become usher. Chazru v'nisparsu, if they then go back and spread out the mats again to make the wall again, afilu b'mezid, even if they do it on purpose, chazru l'heterin harishon, then it goes back to the original heter. So the Mechaber over here is just giving an example of that which he said. The rule is that if you make a mechitza b'shogeg on Shabbos, it's mutter. If you make a mechitza on Shabbos b'mezid, we said it's machmir as a wall, but lahokil, it's not considered a wall. But that's only true if there was no wall there originally. But if there was a wall, it was taken down, it was put back. So then you even have the leniency of the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tazayin, going on the first din of the Mechaber of a mechitza ha'omedes me'eleha, meaning a wall that was not made to be a wall, it's still going to be k'shera, v'afilu lo samchu alea me'erev Shabbos, even if it wasn't relied upon as a wall from before Shabbos, it's still mutter to use it as a wall on Shabbos. Then we said a mechitza that's done on Shabbos is k'shera, sivkat in yodzayin, v'afilu lo nasis gamkin l'shem mechitza, even if it wasn't made l'shem mechitza, and it was done on Shabbos, still it's going to be mutter. But the Mechaber said, that's only true if it was done b'shogeg. If katan yudches, haynu shelo yada shehayom Shabbos. Like we always say, a shogeg on Shabbos could be one of two things: either you didn't realize today was Shabbos, o shehaya shigas mulacha, or you didn't realize that this mulacha was asr on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on the top line of Reishit Zayim. V'intziva Ruvain l'Shimon lasos mechitza kedei l'taltol bo. If Ruvain commanded Shimon to make a mechitza in order to carry in it, o sheyada sheShimon osa b'shvilo, or Ruvain knew that Shimon was making a mechitza for him, v'hayanicha lo sheteosa kedei sheyucha l'taltol bo, and Ruvain was very happy that Shimon was making this wall for him so that he can use it to carry. Mashma mi l'shon ha'rambam d'shuv osa l'Ruvain l'taltol bo af sheShimon asa b'shgaga. It's master from the language of the Rambam that it's going to be also for Ruvain to use this wall that Shimon is making, even though Shimon is doing a b'shogeg, d'lididei nechshav k'mezid. Because klape Ruvain is considered mezid, because either Ruvain told Shimon to do it, or Ruvain knew that Shimon was doing it, he didn't stop him. So even though for Shimon it's a shogeg, for Ruvain it's a mezid, and that wall will be usher to carry in it for Ruvain. Sivkata Yutes. So we said in the Mechaber, a mechitza that was b'mezid, it's going to be a wall lehachmir that if you throw inside of it, you're going to be chayuv. Avalo lahatir l'talta b'solcha, but it will not be considered a wall to allow you to carry within it. Says the Mishabur Yutes, Mishum Knas, the reason why it's not a wall for carrying within it is because of a fine. V'osr gam l'chol odem l'talta ayidei zoha mechitza b'oso Shabbos. It's not only osr for the one who did it b'mezid, it's also going to be osr for everyone else to carry within these walls on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber told us that this is only true, that there was no wall there from the beginning. Sivkat an chaf. V'hu adin kishahaysa. The same thing is true as if there was originally a wall there. V'nistara kodim Shabbos. And the wall was destroyed before Shabbos. That's ki'ilu, there was not a wall there. And then if you built a wall on Shabbos, v'meiz it is going to be usr. But if there was a wall there when Shabbos started, v'heisira, and you took it down, sivkat an chaf aleph l'rabu sanaka, this is telling us a chiddush. V'kol shekein kishahusra m'meila. Certainly, if it was taken down Mimela. In other words, the Mechaber chooses a case that it was a wall when Shabbos started, the Hesira, and he removed it. But certainly if it went down on its own, it fell down, certainly if you fix it, it will be okay. Even if the Mezid, it's telling us the Chiddush that even though you were the one that took it down. Sekodon Chavez is going on the example he gave of the two or three people. Hayayachol etzayar bepshitas. Sakta Chavetz Chaim, the Mechaber could have given a very simple example. You want to give an example of a wall that's made b'mezid, even though it was there originally and it was taken down and you're putting it back up b'mezid? You could have given a simple example. B'ish echad shehayalom b'chitza gemura. One person that had a regular wall, shal yada hayamakum rishis hayachid, and through that wall, the place that he was in was a rishis hayachid, v'hisiru b'shabbos, and he removed the wall on Shabbos, v'chazar v'asa, and then he went back and he remade the wall. Simple example, elobolash me'inam, but rather the Mechaber is coming to teach us b'shnayim u'shlosh anoshim, a case of two or three people specifically, that afilu ha'iruv shebenem l'nizbatel, that even though the two or three people had a wall up from Shabbos, they had an eruv, and now the wall goes down and you're fixing it, the Eruv gets reinstated. The added chiddush over here is not only that the wall that comes back b'mezid on Shabbos is going to be good because it was there when Shabbos started, but also the Eruv that they had made together, even though it got ruined by the wall coming down, that Eruv gets reinstated when the wall is put up b'mezid. For that added chiddush, the Mechaber told us this more complicated case. Now more details about that case of Kadachav Gimel Shehikifu B'machzolos. They surrounded themselves, these two or three people, with the mats. Rotzolomar B'chol. It means to say they put up these mats as walls from before Shabbos. V'tiknu osam ba'ofen shelo yanidim haruach. And obviously they fixed them up in such a way that the wind would not blow them. Kanal b'sif aleph, like we learned on the last year in sif aleph. V'ayidei zeh nasish shom rishus hayochid. And through these mats, they made it into an area that is a rishus hayochid. Sif katon chavdala v'irvu yachad. And they made an eruv together. Even though we said they used mats around all two or three of them, and they also made mats to separate them, so the Shabur here is explaining what is an Erev help. An Erev only helps in two Rishuyos that you're able to get from one to the other, but if they're separated by mats, so then you're separating the Rishuyos, an Erev wouldn't help. So says the Mishaburah, even though it's true there are mats that are separating them, still, since they're able to be using the areas back and forth through the mats that are there, dino ki'ilu yesh kosel upesach. It's similar to having a wall between them with a doorway, o chalon beneim, or a window between them, sharashus biyodon la'arev yachad, in which case they are allowed to make an eruv together. So since the walls separating them are only mats, you are able to get by. So it is a mechitza, but B, it's like a mechitza with a pesach that you can get by that would allow an eruv between them. Sifkotan chofhei. We said niglulu hamachzolos. In the middle of Shabbos, these mats got rolled up and they lost their wall. So says the Mishabura, what wall are we talking about over here? Niglu hamachzolo shesvivo sehem. The mats got rolled up. It's talking about the mats that are around them on the outside. V'nizbatlu hamechitzos, and the mechitzos became batel. So says the Shaar Tzion in Os Tesvav, it's dafkavim machatzolos that got ruined around them. This is going according to the Mefarshim that we discussed earlier in the Shaar HaTzion. We didn't read it, but the way they explain the words of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The ilu nifsak ra kamachatzelas shebeinehem, if the only mat that got messed up was the mat that was separating them, lo hoyu asurin letalta mizelazeh kevin she'evu yachad. There wouldn't be any issue between them since l'maisa they had an eruv. So even if the wall that was separating them fell down, it wouldn't asur them. So if we want to keep the case of the Mechaber, where they had walls around them and walls separating them, and a wall came down that made them usser, and now you made the wall b'mezid to be matir again, it has to be discussing a wall that's along the outside that by coming down, they are no longer allowed to carry. If it's only a wall that is separating between them, since the case of the Mechaber is they have an Erev, that wall coming down would not affect their carrying, and it wouldn't be a kima of the case of the Mechaber that he's trying to present, that it became usher to carry. Therefore, the Mishabura says over here specifically, Niglulu hamachzelos shesivosehen, that one of the mats rolled up that was around them. So then we said in the Mechaber, if they then go ahead and fix it up, even b'mezid, it's going to be mutter to carry again. Says the Mishabura, Sivkan Chavav, Afilu b'mezid. Says the Chavetz Chaim, B'das Rav HaPoskim. The opinion of most Poskim is, Tebemechitza shenasa al yodu b'shabes v'rashus hayochid lo arminon dochozer l'teru harishon k'shenasa b'mezid. Most Poskim argue with this understanding of the Mechaber and the Tur, and they hold that a Mechitza, that through that mechitza is making the area into a reshus hayochid on Shabbos, we will not say it gets back its original heter, even though you did it b'mezid. So the case that the mechaber sets up, that it became no longer reshus hayochid because the outer wall came down, and then you're rebuilding the outer wall to make a reshus hayochid, most poskim say that is not good. Rak, the only key thing is, in belav hachi haya oso hamakom reshus hayochid, if anyway besides that wall the area would be a reshus hayochid, for example shahaya mukaf mechitzos, for example the whole area was surrounded by mechitzos, v'asa mechitza beemtza, and you made a wall in the middle within that reshus hayochid shayoda neschalko hadayorin, that through that wall you separated the dwellers in this area, the erevu kol achas bifnei atzma, and each side of the mechitza they made their own erev ukeshenafla usam mechitza, and then when that wall separating them fell down nesru letalta mipnei shosen zelzeh, then they became usher to carry because they opened up to a different reshus that was not part of their erev and it ruined their erev. Oz, only then, imchazar v'asoh afilu b'mezid, if you rebuilt that wall that was in the middle of the Rosh HaSayachid, it was not creating Rosh HaSayachid, it was just separating the diorin, af debasiyaso over al Issa Torah, even though by creating that wall anew, you are over an Issa Daraisa, mikom lakom chazar l'teir harishon, still, each side will go back to its original heter, kevan shebelav hachi hu gam kein Rosh HaSayachid. Since anyway, even when that wall was down, it was still overall one big Rosh HaSayachid, the ena bo rak l'chalak hadiyorin, and this wall that was rebuilt was only there to separate those who are living there. The gambaze, and even in this case, dafka keshekfar hoisa sham hamechitza elo shenafla. It's specifically going to be in a case where the wall was there when Shabbos started, and then it fell down. Avlim lo hoisa sham mechitza v'asav b'Shabbos. But if there was never a mechitza from the beginning of Shabbos, and you just made the mechitza on Shabbos, afshu rak lechalek diorin aser, even though the wall is only being mechalek diorin, it's not making a reshus hayochid, it is still going to be aser. To summarize what the poskim say, in which they disagree on the Mechaber discusses a case where the outer wall fell down, which was making it a Rosh HaSayachid, and you're allowed to rebuild. I mean, if you rebuilt B'mezid, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it B'mezid, and you rebuilt the wall of Rosh HaSayachid, it goes back to the heter that you had originally. So Rav Poskim disagree with that. If it's ruining the Rosh HaSayachid and recreating Rosh HaSayachid, it's not good. They say the case of the wall coming down and being rebuilt, that if you did it B'mezid, is usher, but it will permit. That's only if it was a wall that was in an area that was already a Rosh HaSayachid, it was just separating the people that were living there. They had an Erev on each side, and now by the wall going down, they aser each other, but they're still within the Rosh HaSayachid. So then if you rebuild the wall, even though it's an Issa Daraisa, you will reinstate your Heter, each side, with their own Erev that they had made. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sev Dalet, Svina, a boat, Mutter L'talta B'kula, you're allowed to carry freely throughout the whole boat, Afilu Hi Yosem B'Sasayim, even if it's a large ship and it's bigger than a Beis HaSayim, the Chashiva Mukefa Sadira, because a boat is considered Mukefa Sadira. V'ayin l'kamon simen shin samuvav v'sov simen shin pei beis. Kifa lodur tahteh, if you flip the boat upside down in order to live underneath the boat, have a rishus hayochid af aleha. Then it would be a rishus hayochid not only underneath, on the inside, but even on top of the flipped over boat would also get a din of rishus hayochid. But kifa'a lizofsa, but if you have flipped it over not to live underneath it, but rather to fix up the zephas, to fix up the tar that's on the bottom of the boat, so now it's on top so you can fix it, ein metalkalin ba, you cannot carry within it, elo ba'arba amos im hiyosa misasayim. So then if the boat is more than a beis asayim, would not be allowed to carry even underneath it within the walls if it was more than a beis asayim. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotun Chav Zayin, Va'ayin l'kamon simin shin samachvav, Siv beis bahago. Sivkotun Chav Ches, if you flipped it over to live underneath it, not only are you allowed to carry freely underneath it, but even on top of it, Da'aminon gur asik mechitzta, because we say gur asik, we view the walls as if they go upwards. Va'afilu hu yosham beis asayim, gam kein mutal taltal sham, even if the area of the top of the flipped over boat is more than a beis asayim, you still would be allowed to carry there. The kevin de lamata mukav adira. Since when you flipped it over to live underneath it, it's considered mukaf ladira, chashvinan ki'ilu l'malo gam ki mukaf ladira, we view it as if the top of the boat, where you're saying gorasik, is also considered that it was made mukaf ladira. Sivkotan chavtas, but if the reason why you flipped over the boat was not to live underneath it, but rather was to fix up the zephas on top of the boat, which is really the bottom side of the boat that's now on top, so then you are limited in carrying there only till 4 amos. Tebazesha kefa'a lizofsa. In this case, where you flipped the boat over to fix up the tar, bitam lechitzosem bitarazdira, you have nullified the walls from being considered hukaf adira, v'lachain af tahteh in metatlumba eloba arba amos. And therefore, even underneath, within the regular wall, of the boat, you're no longer allowed to carry except within 4 amos. Cave and shiosim beis asayim, since the area of the boat is more than a beis asayim. The kol shekain lamala. So if underneath, where you're surrounded by the walls of the boat that are originally made hukaf adira, but now that you flipped it over to fix up the zephas, it loses the status of hukaf adira even within the confines of the regular walls of the boat. Certainly on top of the boat, where you're relying on gudasik, certainly that would not be considered hukaf adira, and you would be limited to carry within 4 amos. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.